Next is a letter to Dr. Correction to Amy Frank, comma, PA, Raymond W. Lester House, in her PO Box 12628, Fort Worth, Truckee, Arizona 85670. Got a patient, Melora, M-E-L-L-Y-O-R-A, last name Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, date of birth is 6/9/1975. Dear Ms. Frank, had the pleasure of seeing patient Melora Crawford in the office on 1/23/2013. As you recall, this is a 37-year-old black female, and this is Seymour, myself, in the office on 6/19/2012 for evaluation for tachycardia period. She noted in regular heartbeat period. A workup revealed frequent PVCs, although she was asymptomatic. Period. She had underwent RF ablation for ventricular in the past. Per initial response myself, she appeared to be doing well. Period. She underwent a stress occurrence on 7/12/2012. Noted with clinical secondary sleep apnea. She had negative workload. She patient workload 10.5 minutes. Period. She noted mild pulmonic insufficiency, tubular mitral regurgitation, tubular tricuspid regurgitation. Period. She was last seen follow-up on 12/19/2012. Period. At that time, she related to recurrent chest pain, described as a squeezing and cramping type pain lasting 10 minutes. Period. No other associated symptoms. Period. We discussed options at that time, including coronary CTA versus medical therapy versus coronary angiography. Period. Patient ultimately underwent coronary angiography on 1/7/2013. Period. I am pleased to report coronary angiography showed normal coronary arteries, out of its coronary stenosis, and normal left ejection fraction and systolic function, as well as diastolic function. Period. She presents a follow-up. Period. She's doing well. Period. She has no further chest discomfort. Period. No shortness of breath or rest. No adjunct diaphragm, neck, jaw, arm pain. Palpitation, syncope, near syncope, thetina, PND, or exertional dyspnea. Period. Paragraph on physical exam. Vitals as follows. Heart rate of 68, respiratory to 12, blood pressure of 130/78. Weight is 197 pounds, height is 5'4". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetors. Not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with a 2/6 systolic murmur. Period. There's a soft diastolic murmur. Period. No S3 or S4. Not a period. PMI is not displaced. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds. Period. Extremely warm and dry without cyanosis. Pallor edema. Period. Pulse were intact. Times 4 extremities. Period. Paragraph. Pressure 1, atypical angina is resolved. Period. Patient negative coronary angiography. Number 2, ventricular status post RF ablation. Next number, mild pulmonic insufficiency. Next, arterial mitral regurgitation / tricuspid regurgitation. Period. Paragraph. Recommendation 1, patient to continue coronary coronary. Period. I've read my case. Patient number 2, we did discuss the possibility of addition of Norvasc for empiric therapy of vasospastic angina. Period. View sporadic nature of symptoms. We will defer this. Patient is agreeable with this course of action. Next number, patient otherwise follow up in 6 months or prior as needed. Period. Paragraph. Thank you much for allowing me to present care. Patient question concerns, please know that to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. Williams, Yale at Commodale.